Okay, fine. You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Look, whoever the Batman is, he doesn't want to do this for the rest of his life. How could he? Batman is looking for someone to take up his mantle.
Someone like you, Mr. Dent?
Maybe.
So obviously that was one of my favorite quotes from The Dark Knight. What does that have to do with NFTs in the crypto space? We're going to find out today. Hello, I'm Taj, digitally known as Tropic Vibes, the host of Nifty Business, where we highlight NFTs and explore Web 3.0 as we move from pure speculation to creating real-world value. So one of my absolute favorite things about this NFT space is the community and the people that I'm meeting. And speaking of meeting people, if you're going to be an NFT NYC, I would absolutely love to meet you. So reach out to me at Tropic Vibes on X or using contact information in the show notes. I will be there and I would love to meet the listeners of this show. But speaking of communities and just everything, the connection within the space, one of my favorite things about this was all the people that I met. When I first came into this, I started podcasting about NFTs because I didn't have anybody to speak to about it. Honestly, that was it. I'm in Jamaica. I'm listening to podcasts, spaces, Clubhouse, all of these different things. And I just needed somewhere to communicate and share this stuff because I knew no one else in the real world that had this interest. And I said, hey, I'll be that guy to start creating the content, putting it out there and connecting people. I decided to start a daily podcast. If you remember, if you were here from the early days, every single day, 365 days, COVID and all, 170 something odd degree temperature, I just put out the content and yeah, that was fun. Now, I thought I started the first daily NFT podcast. However, I was beat by 3 days or so by NFT 365. Now, this is something that I covered on the show multiple times. Absolutely. I love that show. I met Fanzo. I met the community several times and occasions and just great. Had some of the most fun hanging out in that Discord leading up to what we call the long, dark, deep bear market. That project in particular was very interesting because not only was it a daily NFT podcast, it was also a daily NFT mint project that was going to put everything together, put it in the collage and sell that. I mentioned it several times on this show. However, things went sideways fairly quickly. So here's everything that went wrong. Starting from the original launch of the project, there was a token that was also associated with it that was on the Rally ecosystem. Rally crashed and burned. The ADHD coin is gone. So the initial NFTs that we bought, those membership and passes to get into the project on the Rally ecosystem, are technically non-existent. However, a Polygon clone, if you will, was created that allowed us to have those same benefits and memberships and so forth on the Polygon chain. And regardless of Rally crashing and burning, we're still our members, we're holders, we're in the Discord with our roles and so forth. But the bigger part of this whole thing is the founding members and of course the season pass holders, and I had a season pass, would partake in the sale of this 365-day mint as a massive collage, just like what happened with Beebles, which kicked off the whole NFT bull market that was the inspiration of this, and we would get a percentage of the sale. So it was very cool, very well thought out of on paper anyhow. We quickly learned that all sorts of different things as far as the legality of it. This is security. A promise was made as far as returns and all these different things. So how could this go forward in combination with the bear market coming down, all the prices of everything in the collection being worth way less than it was, and the community started to fall apart. So you had various people that were leaving the Discord, leaving the project and FUDing everything. The podcast really shrunk down and things were sort of in chaos. However, the show went on. But then as time went on longer and longer, it just became more apparent that things weren't going to go as planned. And I've mentioned this on the show that all the different reasons why I thought the sale did not take place and whatever it might be, but there was always this back and forth, a lot of speculation in the Discord, and it just got to the point where it became pretty toxic, I won't lie, that people were saying all sorts of different things, and I don't know, maybe I just believed the narrative, whatever it is, and I always gave the guy the benefit of the doubt, and I said, okay, cool. I met him, I shook his hand, looked him dead in the eyes, and I think he's a genuine person, I really do, and more than probably anyone, I like to think that I defended him and everything that was going on. However, it just became more and more clear that nothing was going to come out of this project. And I will be one that will say 100% whatever I spent on a 365 plus whatever tokens I had, it doesn't matter. I got way more value out of fun, camaraderie, whatever the word is, in the community and all of these different things. So yeah, gladly, if I could do it again, if the price tag was just, hey, come into this community, let's say for $500 or whatever, $1,000 for the year or however long it was, would I have done it? Yeah. Knowing what I know now, absolutely, it was well worth $1,000 or whatever I paid. I paid less than $1,000 for everything when you add all of the different parts up. I would have done it over. However, recently I exited the Discord and it was really, I hate to say it, but I'm just going to speak about this because I think it's a valuable lesson that we can all learn from this and what have you. And again, I'm throwing no shade at the guy. I think he's probably a genuine, well-intentioned guy. I got good vibes from him, and I'm not going to say he's a scammer or anything of that nature. But what ended up happening was the NFTs were not sold. The collage did not go through. The royalty shares, everything, it just all fell apart. And once the community started to break apart and throw stones at him and everything, he just went silent. And it was very frustrating to see, but I understand, as someone who has had my own battles with anxiety and so forth, maybe he's going through a mental health issue, whatever. Let's have some grace, have some whatever it is. Who knows what's going on? We have our digital personas. We're on the mic. We're on the camera and all these different things, but we have kids. We have families. We have health issues. We have parents. We have dogs that might die. All sorts of different things. Like, I don't know what's going on in his life. Always had that grace. And I just knew something was not right, but disappeared for a very long period of time. And then he came back on. And of course, once everything started to pump, this is where things started to get really weird. He released an episode talking about that we're back. And I won't lie, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but I just let it go simply because the narrative of everything, it's like we're back as if we weren't here the entire time. And here's a guy that he's been a part of the community and everything, but due to whatever was going on in his life, he's disappeared off of the Discord and what have you, and his team fell apart. I don't know what happened behind the scenes. But to come back and say we're back as if all of a sudden now, like, crypto is back and NFTs have come out of some resurrected state, like, it really annoyed me in the sense that he kept saying that we have minted 365 NFTs and we hold them in our bags. No mention of the community, no mention of the Discord, all the people that were there, no mention of what's going to go forward. Because remember, it wasn't minting 365 to hold them and talk about them 2 years later. It was mint them and then sell them. Even if we sold them for $1 and you share up all of the different people that were involved in this project, we each ended up getting virtually nothing. Okay, cool. At least the mission was accomplished. Had a collage, market went sideways, things went wild. We sold it. We didn't make any money. Cool. It's all good. Like I said, the fun that I had with this group, all the things that we learned together, all the alpha sharing, all this stuff, game nights, it was well worth it. However, once this came back now, and it rubbed me the wrong way, but I just want to see what's going on. Maybe he put an announcement in the Discord to say what's going to happen to this project or whatever it might be. I go into the Discord, and it was just Flood City. It was a whole bunch of people just like tagging him and throwing all of these different commentaries and saying that they're going to go after that post, and they're going to go comment on it and so forth. So I started to look, and I was like, you know what? This is not good for my mental health right now because, yeah, the video, the tweet, everything was a little bit triggering, but whatever, cool. Like, I understand. People go through rough patches. But then once I go into the Discord and I see everyone's just absolutely irate, I was like, okay, cool. I'm not crazy. Other people felt the same way. But I just thought it was like a spark in a dynamite storehouse at that point, because I was like, okay, this is becoming a toxic situation. And needless to say, it affected my mood. Again, I like the guy. I give him the benefit of the doubt. Things happen in our lives. It is what it is. However, once I saw all of that, I was like, yeah, I want no part in this. And I just exited the Discord. I was in it since 2021, like really early after launching this podcast when I realized that he launched that. So we're talking within a couple days of this podcast launching, I've been in the Discord hanging out with these people and I exited. So you might be wondering, okay, why? The longer I stay in it and I'm exposed to this FUD and this anger and all these different people feeling betrayed and so forth, it's affecting my mood. So that dollar value, whatever it was that I spent to get into this project in that time, it's going to diminish over time of what I think it is worth to me. And I thought it was just a good time to sell right now at the top emotionally. I have great memories of the project. I have great memories of the community, and it was worth it to me at this point. But I feel like if I stay in there longer, and more people start coming out with these horrible stories, and then maybe he responds, I don't know exactly how it's going to go, and things go sideways, that I'm going to be like, yeah, I shouldn't have bought into that one. So I'm out. I wish the guy the best. I wish the community the best. I think it was a learning experience. And trust me, I learned a lot from this. Number one, do not make any promises of financial returns to anybody in any kind of way, any form or fashion. Even if it is a legitimate business model, just don't do it. It's a security. You're going to run yourself into trouble. Number two, regardless of what happens, let's say if I have investors, shareholders, staff, whatever it might be, like things go sideways, crawling under a rock and just ghosting everyone doesn't change the problem. The problem is only going to compound. That's something that we kind of all know. But yeah, for whatever reason, sometimes we do that, right? And lastly, sometimes the best return that you're going to get from an NFT has nothing to do with the dollar value or the financial return in crypto, whatever it might be. Sometimes the best return that we'll ever get are the relationships, the fun that we have, and the utility unrelated to finance that we get from that particular NFT. So therefore, I think for the best interest of my investment that has nothing to do with money, it is to just walk away from it right now and wish everybody the best. So love to hear your thoughts on that, especially if you've ever been in a project that had something similar to this. I'm actually thinking of doing like a tour of various people that were in projects that either were quote unquote rug pulled, failed, founders disappeared, whatever it might be. Reach out to me at Tropic Vibes on X or using the contact information in the show notes. Would absolutely love to hear your story. Maybe it'll turn into an episode, might have you on. Again, the goal is not to throw stones at anybody and drag their name through the mud. What did we learn through the process? I think that's valuable to share these things to other people, especially as this new wave gets ready to come in. Those of us that have been through a cycle, taking some beatings and so forth, just to pass that on to the next generation of crypto curious and crypto enthusiast people, if you will, I think it's just a part of our responsibility. So again, reach out to me at Tropic Vibes on X. But as usual, I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to this as we're learning and building Web3 together. So until next time, later. The Nifty Business Show is not investment advice. It provides insights and information within the space. As with anything, please do your own research before making a decision whether you're making an investment or a purchase.